says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Here on, let's see, it's Thursday, February 9th. 2017, and I guess we're finishing the third week of the Trump presidency. We're either on day 19 or day 20 of the presidency, and my goodness, another big 24 hours that we will cover, attempt to cover in this brief 1 hour together with you. We invite you to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I think we have our full complement of hosts here tonight, Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. Let me just pull the attendants in the cockpit here. Paul, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Beautiful. And George?
George here, too.
All right, folks. So you've got all three of us. And you're, by the way, anytime during any of our shows, you can address your questions to any of the three of us. Paul, there's some news coming up. Let's see. Let me look at my notes here. Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada is going to meet with Donald Trump. And let me see the exact day here. Maybe you know it better than I do.
I don't think they've said it yet, but I think it's going to be very soon.
Well, okay. I think there's a. I think it's been set. Sean Spicer was giving a press briefing today, and he said, "Let's see here, Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada on Monday."
Oh, good. Well, and, I think this is a good sign. We of course have a real leftist flake of a prime minister, but I think he's bright enough to know that good relations with the United States are really important, and it'll be an interesting meeting.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to that, folks. And just to give you a gauge of how busy Donald Trump is and how much he's accomplishing so quickly, today I didn't note down everything that he did, but today he had a morning meeting with the top airline executives in America, big meeting in the morning. He then talked to the president of Afghanistan by phone. Following that, he talked with the emir of Qatar. Then he met with a bunch of Democrat and Republican senators on confirming Neil Gorsuch. Then he talked with the emir of Kuwait on the phone and the prime minister of Iraq. Now, folks, imagine a day that you had a day like that. And then he worked on the confirmation. He talked with senators on the confirmation of Secretary of Health and Human Services Price. He then worked on the and congratulated the Army Corps of Engineers on getting the final green light on the Dakota Access Pipeline, which will that will join Canada and the U.S., Paul, with an awful lot of oil traveling through it.
Yes.
All of that today, and that's just some of what he did today. He is going to tomorrow, he is going to be visited by the Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and then the two of them together will fly to what is now called, officially it's called the Winter White House, which is Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and resort. And so all of that in
James, I wonder if they're going to talk about what the media calls Abenomics.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Abe.
Oh, Abe.
Abenomics, because primarily as Japan is a world-class currency manipulator, and if you love zero interest rates, you'll love Abenomics.
Yes.
Wonder if they'll talk about that.
Yes. And, I mean, wow. The now, more good stuff today. Now, this came from Pat Buchanan, a great column today entitled Trump Must Break Judicial Power. Very powerful. And then the prior column by Pat Buchanan, a very good one, Moral Supremacy and Mr. Putin. The I want to start with this one, Trump Must Break Judicial Power, because Pat Buchanan says some things in here that will scorch your eyebrows. This will really get your attention. Paul is a longtime participant. Here's what he says. Let's see. Where shall we start? He goes, he says, did the president, let's see, let's go here. Sessions, said Elizabeth Warren, I'm breaking in the middle of his column. Jeff Sessions, according to Elizabeth Warren, represents, quote, radical hatred, unquote, and if he, quote, makes the tiniest attempt to bring his racism, sexism, and bigotry into the Department of Justice, all of us will pile on. Okay. Buchanan replies, now this is hate speech. And it validates Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to use Senate rules to shut her down. These episodes reveal much about America 2017. They reflect first the poisoned character of our politics, the language of Warren that Sessions is steeped in racism, sexism, and bigotry, echoes the ugliest slander of the Hillary Clinton campaign, where she used similar words to describe Trump's deplorables. Such language, reflecting as it does the beliefs of one half of America about the other, rules out any rapprochement in America's social or political life. This is, here's the phrase that grabbed me, Paul. This is pre-Civil War language.
Yes, that's very interesting.
That's strong stuff from Pat Buchanan, folks. This is pre-Civil War language. And he continues, for how do you sit down and work alongside people you believe to be crypto-Nazis, Klansmen, and fascists? Apparently you don't. Rather, you vilify them, riot against them, deny them the right to speak or to be heard. And such conduct is becoming common on campuses today.
Becoming? Been that way for 30 years. Thanks, Pat.
And he says, gotta take out the staple here. As for Trump's disparagement of the judges, only someone ignorant of history can view that as frightening. There's some history. He gives history here of Jefferson, Jackson, Roger Taney, FDR, Eisenhower. I'll skip past that. The that a district judge would overrule the president of the United States on a matter of border security in wartime is absurd. And he's calling this wartime. When politicians don black robes and seize powers they do not have, they should be called out for what they are, usurpers and petty tyrants. And if there is a cause upon which the populist right should unite, it is that elected representatives and executives make the laws and rule the nation, not judges and not justices. Indeed, one of the mightiest forces that has birthed the new populism that imperils the establishment is that unelected justices like Warren and Brennan and their progeny on the bench have remade our country without the consent of the governed and with never having been smacked down by Congress or the president. Consider, secularist justices de-Christianized our country. They invented new rights for vicious criminals as though criminal justice were a game. They tore our country apart with idiotic busing orders to achieve racial balance in public schools. They turned over centuries.
I was there, Jamie. I was a busee.
Okay. They turned over centuries of tradition and hundreds of state, local, and federal laws to discover that the rights to an abortion and same-sex marriage were there in Madison's Constitution all along. We just couldn't see them. And then he concludes here, Trump has warned the judges that if they block his travel ban and this results in preventable acts of terror on American soil, they will be held accountable, as rightly they should.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I think that brings it home. What's been happening?
He says, meanwhile, Trump's White House should use the arrogant and incompetent conduct of these federal judges to make the case, not only for creating a new Supreme Court, but for Congress to start using Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution to restrict the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and to reclaim its stolen powers. We'll talk about that sometime, folks. Congress has the power to restrict the jurisdiction of the court. People don't know that. A clipping, he ends with this sentence, a clipping of the court's wings is long overdue. So
hear, hear.
Yeah.
Bolshevik judges legislate from the bench.
Yes. And remember this phrase, folks. You heard it from Pat Buchanan. This is pre-Civil War language. Pat doesn't say, he doesn't fly off the handle. He's very restrained in his language and so on. So that's very powerful stuff from one of the senior thinkers on the right. He's heavy stuff. Well, the lines are open here if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. Another thing that happened today that was great was the swearing in of Jeff Sessions. And let's see if we have that audio for you here. Let me see if I can't find it. Here it comes. Here are the airline executives talking to Trump in the dining room of the White House. I'm going to find it for you here in just a moment. There's Sean Spicer, and there's David Brody. Now, there's a great clip with David Brody. Let's listen to that for a bit, just for a second. David Brody talking with Donald Trump, the third interview. First one was to David Muir. We covered that. Second one, Sean Hannity. We covered that. This one, to David Brody, followed by the Bill O'Reilly interview. But David, here's what's remarkable. David Brody is a correspondent for the Christian Broadcasting Network. Oh, this is different.
There's finally room for some Christians up there.
Finally that. There you go. Here's David Brody. Let's listen to a few seconds of this interview.
A CBN News doing the third interview that he has done from the White House since he became president. ABC News, whatever. Sean Hannity, expected. And then CBN News, a new day in town. And here we are in the White House with the president. Steve Bannon, one of your top advisors, just the other day to the New York Times, called the media the opposition party. Do you believe that?
I think to a large extent they're much more capable than the other side. I think the media, I think the media is the opposition party in many ways. And I think that, and I'm not talking about all media. I know people like yourself, but I know people in the media that I have tremendous respect for, respect them as much as anybody. So I'm not talking about everybody, but a big portion of the media, the dishonesty, the total deceit and deception makes them certainly partially the opposition party, absolutely. I think they're much more capable than the opposition party. The opposition party is losing badly. Now, the media is on the opposition party's side. And I actually said to myself, I say, they treat me so unfairly, it's hard to believe that I won. But the fortunate thing about me is I have a big voice. I have a voice that people understand. And you see it now. We're bringing back jobs. Ford is making a massive investment now in Michigan. General Motors is going to be making, you know, just magnificent investments. So many other companies are coming back in. But, yeah, the media is a disgrace. And they've called me wrong from the beginning. I mean, New York Times has called me wrong from the beginning.
They underestimated you.
They actually apologized to their readers. They lost a lot of subscriptions because they're not because the readers even like me. They said, how inaccurate could you be? Because if you read the New York Times, there was no chance that Trump was going to win. And yet we'd go out there and I'd feel I was going to win based on the crowds. You saw the crowds better than anybody. So it's a very interesting fact.
Let me switch gears and, you know, wouldn't be.
So there you go. That was a very good Trump mentioning that the opposition party actually is the media primarily. He said the opposition, the media is more effective than the Democratic Party, the opposition party he's referring to. So this is new. Never happened before in American politics. No president has ever said such a thing sitting in the blue room of the White House to national television. So that was beautiful. And let me see if I can't find. Well, here, let's do this. Here's something we can cover right away. The appeals court in California, which is a really lefto, kooky, loony appeals court. I think it's called the Ninth Circuit. I'm not sure. In California, forget the number. Anyway, they ruled against Donald Trump's initial restrictions on immigration. And here's what Donald Trump tweeted back to them 3 hours ago. Let me refresh just to make sure it's 3 hours. 3 hours ago, right after their decision, he said, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." Then a little before that, earlier in the day, he tweeted, "Join us live in the Oval Office for the swearing-in of our new Attorney General, Senator Sessions." And now this is great, folks. Imagine if you're out there now, one of the numbers growing more. Let's see. Today it's now 24.4 million followers. I don't know what it was yesterday. I think it was 23.6 or something. It's growing by leaps and bounds. 24.4 million. Donald Trump was sending you a tweet on your phone so that you could actually catch this live. Let me just see if I can't click on that link, doing just what everybody could do today earlier. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this. I think I've got it right here. I'll just click on the arrow and listen to Donald Trump welcoming Jeff Sessions as our Attorney General. Slide the bar along here a little bit. There we go. There they are. Here it is. This is pretty neat. And he's right in front of that portrait that we're all going to become very familiar with of Andrew Jackson.
The most respected level. A state attorney general and then a U.S. senator for 2 decades. He has devoted his life to the cause of justice and believes deeply that all people are equals in the eyes of the law.
We'll come
and
right
very
back
importantly
to this,
for Jeff
after this break.
And for so many.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. I'm going to cut right into the music here. Not even give it a chance to get started because there's so much to cover. By the way, now's your chance to get in a call, folks, at 800-313-9443. There's so much outstanding writing going on. We heard a little of it from Pat Buchanan. Here is some more from Pat Buchanan. He is going to lower the boom on Bill O'Reilly. You're about to hear this. You're going to love what Pat Buchanan calls Bill O'Reilly.
I like it. Bill O'Reilly deserves it. I don't know about you, James. I'm totally sick of that guy.
Yeah, but listen to what Pat Buchanan. We've not heard, so many things happening now that we've never seen or heard before. The other day we read the Ann Coulter column where she called Paul Ryan, the House Majority Leader, Paul Ryan, the lickspittle to the Koch brothers.
Oh, wasn't that good?
Lickspittle? I love it. But now, listen to what... remember, we heard a little bit of that Bill O'Reilly interview with Donald Trump, in which, making a face of mock horror, Bill O'Reilly said, "But Vladimir Putin's a killer. He's a killer." And hoping to horrify Donald Trump. And here's what he says. Asked during his taped Super Bowl interview with Fox News' Bill O'Reilly whether he respected Putin, Trump said that as a leader, yes. O'Reilly pressed, "But he's a killer, though. Putin's a killer." To which Trump replied, there are a lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. What do you think? What? Do you think our country is so innocent? While his reply was clumsy, Trump's intent was commendable. If he is to negotiate a modus vivendi with a nation with an arsenal of nuclear weapons sufficient to end life as we know it in the USA, probably not a good idea to start off by calling its leader a killer. Mitch McConnell rushed to assure America he believes Putin is a thug, and any suggestion of a moral equivalence between America and Russia is outrageous. And then he goes, as we beat our chests in celebration of our own moral superiority over other nations and peoples, consider what Trump is trying to do here. And here's the great phrase, folks. And who is really behaving as a statesman, and who is acting like, here's the phrase, an infantile and self-righteous prig? Oh, Buchanan,
infantile
calling...
Infantile and self-righteous...
Prig.
Oh, prig. Oh,
prig,
the,
yeah.
There's a 19th century word for you.
Yeah,
he's got
yeah.
it right, you prig. It's
yeah.
true.
Oh, my gosh. And then, now get this. John McCain is calling Putin a KGB thug. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say about that. The daggers are out, Paul. He said,
yes.
Here's what he said. Senator McCain, and this is, he's referring now to the fact that McCain made a comment that the Special Forces serviceman who was lost in Yemen had died in a failed mission, and that Trump is responsible for this failed mission. Now, the Army says exactly the opposite. But McCain popping off as usual, and here's what Trump said immediately. Boy, he hits right back. Senator McCain should not be talking about the success or failure of a mission to the media. Only emboldens the enemy. He's been losing so long, he doesn't know how to win anymore. Just look at the mess our country is in. Bogged down in conflict all over the place. And then here's a two-word epithet hurled at McCain. We've got O'Neill, we've got Paul Ryan. Here's his phrase. Our hero. For John McCain. For John McCain. Oh. And he says, well, there was that. And then let's see if we can get this in. Let's see if we can squeeze it in. Where was it here? I hope I can play this. Here it is. This is Donald Trump after the swearing in of Jeff Sessions. We'll get to it right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Here we are. Well, George and James doing our thing.
James?
Yeah?
Yeah, so some of you, you were talking earlier about the war on Trump supporters and the contempt in which they're held by much of the elite. There's been another anti-free speech uprising involving a good friend, or certainly a good friend of mine, Peter Brimelow of VDare. I've known him back since the late 1970s when he was a journalist in Canada before going to the States. VDare, which is an online website very critical of immigration, was going to have its first ever conference this spring in California. And it had a signed and binding contract with a venue, and that's the Tenaya Lodge, which is on the border of Yosemite National Park. And after some agitation by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the institution canceled the conference.
Interesting news.
Yeah, so the complaints came from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Media Matters for America. And Southern Poverty Law Center, which specializes in defamation, called VDARE extremist, white nationalist, and that says that the authors decry the demise of white America. Well, even if it were extremist, and even if it were white nationalist, shouldn't freedom of speech prevail? Even if those were the views, they have a perfect right to be able to express them. Anyway, Brimelow had been quite upfront with Tenaya Lodge about what they were all about. But only after the complaints from the Southern Poverty Law Center did the Tenaya Lodge play silly bugger and say that, this is about Glenn White, the spokesman for Delaware North, which is the owner of the resort, well, actually operates the resort, said, "We did not realize this group has values that are in conflict with our embracement of diversity among our employees and guests, including people of different cultures, lifestyles, creeds, nationalities, races, and ages," he said. "We are concerned that providing meeting space and rooms to this group could be disruptive of our other guests' enjoyment." You mean the VDARE people would be drunken and careening down the halls, beating up little old ladies? It's outrageous.
Well, it goes to the definition of hate speech, Paul.
Yes.
What is the definition of hate speech, folks? It's speech that left-wingers hate.
Hate, exactly. And this long list of things that the hotel embraces, the diversity among our, including people of different cultures, lifestyles, creeds, nationalities, races, and ages. Well, apparently, they don't embrace white people, and they don't embrace people with who have a creed that believes that we shouldn't be ethnically cleansed on our own continent. Corporate America, maybe not all, but much of corporate America is run by cowardly swine, cowardly people who have no principles at all. I hope like-minded people, to the extent that they can, will boycott this hotel and let them know that you weren't asked to put your life on the line. You weren't asked to rush into machine gun fire for freedom. All you had to do was to honor the contract. And if you fear disruption, have you lost the phone number of the local cops? This sort of evil pattern is being repeated again and again, and I think we should be howling from the mountaintops about this type of thing. Our rights are being trampled by these cowardly scumbags.
And cowardly, very good. And folks, if you're looking for other words, Ann Coulter's lick spittle, that's a good one. Pat Buchanan's infantile and self-righteous prig, that's another one you might put in your commentary. And I'll give you another one. Here's another one. In that same column, Pat Buchanan ends it by saying, "If Trump's talking to Putin can help end the bloodshed in Ukraine or Syria, it would appear to be at least as ethical an act as pulpiteering." I like that. "Pulpiteering about our moral superiority on the Sunday talk shows." So in your letter to the Yosemite Lodge, folks, you can use some of that language. And, you know, interesting, Paul, to hear from you. I didn't know this, that you go back to the 1970s with folks. Peter Brimelow, one of the first people to get it that Donald Trump was the real deal. We'll take credit on this show, but the other two who really got it early were Peter Brimelow and Jared Taylor. That's interesting to know that you go back to the 70s with Peter, Paul.
Yes. You know, he came to Canada as an immigrant. He worked for what was then the Financial Post, and he was a columnist also for the Toronto Sun. And then I think in 1980, he moved to the States. He was for a while a staffer for policy advisor to Senator Orrin Hatch, and then then got back to journalism with the Wall Street Journal and the Forbes, and yes. At one point he ghosted a book for Rupert Murdoch, who owned Forbes. So I don't think that book ever appeared. And then he bought out a book called Alien Nation, two words,
oh, yes.
Alien Nation, in 1999, I think. And out of that flowed this VDARE project. So I'm looking, Peter for I'm, a long time.
I'm looking at my copy of Alien Nation now, folks. That's a book you want to add to your library. And you, you know, I'm going to try to make it to American Renaissance in August, Paul. And I hope Peter Brimelow will be there. And folks, you want to meet his twin brother, John Brimelow, two giants in our cause. Now here's this audio, folks, and then we're going to go to William in Montana. William, hang on, you're next. Here's Donald Trump. This is so significant, introducing our new Attorney General today.
Thank you very much, everybody, for being here today. It is with great pride, very great pride, that I say these words to you right now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Welcome to the White House. I want to congratulate you, Jeff, your wife, Mary, and your entire family. Jeff Sessions has been a federal prosecutor, the highest level and at the most respected level, a state attorney general, and then a U.S. senator for two decades. He has devoted his life to the cause of justice and believes deeply that all people are equals in the eyes of the law. And very importantly for Jeff and for so many of us, also in the eyes of God. He's a man of integrity, a man of principle, and a man of total, utter resolve. You just got a little witnessing of that. That resolve is what we need right now. America faces many challenges. We face the menace of rising crime and the threat of deadly terror. And it's not getting better, but it will get better very soon. It's going to get a lot better. These dangerous times require a determined attorney general, which is what Jeff is. Jeff understands that the job of attorney general is to serve and protect the people of the United States. And that is exactly what he will do and do better than anybody else can. He's trained better for it than anybody else. The level of respect that he has throughout this country as a former prosecutor, not even to mention being a longtime U.S. senator, is absolutely incredible. He will be a great protector of the people. I'm signing three executive actions today designed to restore safety in America. These executive actions continue to deliver on my campaign promises.
Let me pause this. So that was nice. We didn't get to hear from Jeff Sessions because I want to give William a chance. Boy, he's got two rain checks. William, you're on the air.
Greetings, gentlemen. Well, it's always best to go to the horse's mouth, and immediately after O'Reilly called Putin a killer, the Kremlin demanded an apology from Fox News and from O'Reilly.
Oh,
and
nice.
never received any reply from the management. And then Bill O'Reilly said, did make a mention, and he said, well, I am putting together an apology, but they will probably have to wait until 2023. And Dmitry Peskov said, well, Russia is a very patient and courteous, you know, people, and we will put that in our calendar, and we will ask the same question of Riley in 2023.
Oh, nice.
And then they said, then they went on, the editorial people in Moscow, and the news and the TV channels just had a field day with this. Because they said, you know, this actually says, you know, like in Russia, we have a very different understanding of the rules of etiquette and manners from this gentleman, you know, referring to O'Reilly, you know, being facetious, this gentleman. And then Putin himself, through his interpreter, said, you know, we're not really going to respond to this and blow this out of proportion. It is an insult, and it came from a correspondent, and it also reflects on the Fox News, because they wouldn't even respond to our request, you know, for a statement. And he said that this actually says more about O'Reilly and about Fox News than it says about me.
Nice.
And the editorials, I could go on and on. I mean, the editorials just tore this thing apart because they started, one guy just listed for 20 minutes, you know, the number of people killed by Obama, you know, in about five or six different countries, and also said that, you know, Hillary had blood on her hands, you know, in Libya and other places. And for them to call Putin a killer, and then, you know, and then to say, well, you can't compare Putin, the killer, with our, you know, democracy spreading, generous and kind presidents, because there's blood on everybody's hands.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. No, I love it. And Putin, you know, boy, did that score a victory for Putin there. That's wonderful. Striking out at the pulpiteering, infantile, and self-righteous prig, Bill O'Reilly.
Yep.
Another
interesting thing, you know, a lot of people have been saying things about Trump and saying, oh, you know, Mattis says this, and, you know, and Trump's ambassador to the UN said that. And what's really interesting is, you know, Lavrov, who is the, you know, foreign minister, he said, you know, here's how we see this whole thing. You know, any time a new team is being formed, even under a skillful coach, it takes time to form these dynamic team members into a winning team. You know, so, you know, we need to be patient because, you know, generals and bank presidents and other successful people often have egos and are used to working on their own. So Trump needs time to guide these energies into an effective winning team. And I think that's such a sane approach to this. Like, and he said all these secretaries are trying to find their way, and they're testing waters. And the coach is watching this, and he doesn't want to come down heavy on them and try to force them into a winning team. He wants to guide them into being a winning team. And he said Trump has all the qualities to do that successfully.
Ah, this is wonderful. Paul, your reaction?
No, I agree with him entirely. I think you're dead on.
But this is just shows the calmness and, you know, maturity at which here are our terrible Russians, you know, the enemy, the aggressor, and they are giving Trump more credit for what he's done and are also feel that he's going to do a lot with this team, but it takes time, even for a skilled coach. And they said once they come together, then we will be able to make statements about how we can work in the future. But right now, it's still forming, and we've got to let it ride.
Well, the three amigos here will be throwing confetti up in the air on the wonderful day when Putin and Trump meet. It is going to be one of those historic meetings of history. George, your thoughts?
Something about Bill O'Reilly. About a week ago, Mr. Stadtmiller on his show had the complete interview with the German fellow who went on all the networks and said, I was a CIA whore, and all my friends were too. And yes, we were paid to lie and obstruct, do all the other nonsense that we do, and they're all out there. And did I mention I was on the CIA payroll? And he was dead. And it was a bone-chilling interview. I'm glad that John played it again, because it's about the fourth time I've heard it. But I hope everyone in conspiracy space was listening. Bill O'Reilly just waved a big red flag in front of everyone. everybody in the world going, I am a CIA operative. A respected journalist does not go on the air and call any head of state anywhere a killer. Even right. if he's going to say the guy who runs Luxembourg or Isbara or the head Indonesian is a killer. That's all. That's excrement.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly, you are a CIA operative, and you need to leave right now.
Very perceptive, you know, and the way that he spoke with contempt, you know, he spoke with contempt to the elected president, Donald Trump. That kind of verifies what you're saying also, George. We've got a last break and then a last segment. We'll come back to William and try to get a couple other callers in. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we've only got one little tiny segment left, and I want to squeeze in one thing myself. Ann Coulter has a incredible column out today. It's entitled, A Maniac is Running Our Foreign Policy, and It's Not Trump. You've got to read this column from Ann Coulter at anncoulter.com. Just a couple words from it. She says, the only thing that stands between America and oblivion is a total immigration moratorium. We are well past the point of quick fixes.
Wow.
Yeah. And she says, She says, the left used to attack America by spying for Stalin, aiding our enemies, murdering cops, and blowing up buildings. But then liberals realized it's much more effective to just do away with America altogether. And then she gives a list. She says, the country will not be safe until the following outfits are out of business. And then she goes into just a whole list that includes Lutheran Social Services.
Catholic Charities!
It's in there. I'm sure it's in here. This list is like 50 organizations. And she says, ask yourself, is it possible that anything short of a total immigration moratorium can save this country? Only when there is no immigration to bellyache about will these nuts be forced to think of a new way to destroy America.
Or a new way to make a fortune at our expense, but
Well said.
Well said, and you know, with the choice epithets, she calls Judge Robart, who was appointed by George Bush Jr., she calls him a pissant judge.
Ooga, ooga, dive, 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 you're a pissant.
That's the word she uses, folks. I'm telling you, people are starting to say what they really mean. Let's go to the callers now. William, you got a couple seconds left, and I'll try to squeeze somebody else in.
The political analyst appeared on Rosinia Savonia, and he said, why are we wasting any time on Bill O'Reilly or Fox News? Their listenership is falling like a rock. We should direct our attention and extend a request for dialogue to the people that put Trump into office.
Nice.
And stop wasting our time on these, you know, idiots.
Oh, this is so beautiful. This is great. This wisdom. Well, William, thank you very much. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow night with another update.
Good, good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. With my apologies, only seconds to go here. Bruce in Texas, you got a few seconds. Might have lost Bruce. How about Jeff?
Guys, I don't think a few seconds will cover it. Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah. Hey, this is Bruce in Texas.
Okay.
I'm all aboard on immigration ban. We need to start bringing in people who are being terrorized in Europe. How about that? There are plenty of people who are being persecuted and terrorized in Europe.
Well, the group I want to see first is the terrorized white South Africans that Paul Fromm is championing.
All right. Okay. I'll get a hold of you next time.
All right. I'll give you a rain check. A rain check to Jeff in Chicago. Paul, thank you. George, see you all tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.